How many of you in this room know that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart the Father raised him from the dead, you will maybe be saved? How many of you know you will be saved? It's a done deal, isn't it? Okay, now is that good for the whole world? I mean, that's good for anybody, right? So, okay, why, when we went down to Palestine here a few weeks ago and spent the whole day with Howard Pittman, I took the whole staff. We went down there and talked to Howard Pittman, a Baptist preacher that died in 1979. But yet he's still alive today. Isn't that something? This guy died and went to heaven. When he got to heaven, the Lord spoke to him as he's standing at the doorway coming into heaven. He said, "Now, Howard, if you come through that gate, you can't go back out. But see, if you come through that gate, you ain't going to get a single reward." He said, "Lord, I'm a Southern Baptist preacher. I've preached on the streets." He said, "I know. I was with you." But he said, "You didn't believe my word. You didn't preach what I put in my book. You only preached what you heard and preached what they told you. And you didn't believe my word. And since you didn't preach it like I wrote it," he said, "you will not get a single reward when you come in." Besides that, he said, "Howard, how many people's on that highway out there?" He said, "What do you think that is?" He said, "Well, Lord, I don't know what highway it is." He said, "Didn't you read my book? I told you in the book of Isaiah there's a highway to heaven." There's even a movie raid called Highway to Heaven. Where do you think he got the name? Right out of that, out of the Old Testament. That's where it's at, in Isaiah, the highway to heaven. He said, "In the 15 minutes that's passed on earth since you died, and right now, 15 total minutes has passed on earth," and he said, "how many people..." He said, "First of all, on earth, 2,000 people have died in that 15 minutes. 2,000. He said, "How many people's on that highway?" Howard said, "I counted them, and there was 50. 50 out of 2,000 was going to go to heaven in 1979. Had the price been paid for the whole world? Why don't we believe him? Why do we laugh at God? Why do people out there, when you try to tell them about Jesus, well, that's okay for you. You can go to that stupid church if you want to, but that's not for me. I got too many things to do." Let me tell you, one day, when they go into that pit, they're going to be screaming, "Why didn't I listen to that stupid person that used to tell me to go to church?" But it's too late. But just like today, we don't believe this book's real. We don't believe God's real. We don't believe he's with us all the time. Otherwise, we'd watch what we say. You would never turn on one of them crazy television shows and sit there with Jesus in you watching some of the stuff and the pornography on the internet and everything. You would never feed us that if you really believed he was real. If he was in you, where he really is, you would never do the things you do if he was real to you. When he becomes real to you, that's when you get to see him do miracles. Until he does become real to you, you won't never see him do a miracle. You know, you'll go out and sleep around before getting married and do all kinds of crazy things. When he told you not to do that, he said, "You do that, I'll curse you. And I'll curse your children." But we don't believe him. You know, and of course, you know, you can tell that right out of the Word of God. And boy, I've had people call me back screaming at me, you know. "I have a handicapped child or someone with cerebral palsy. You tell me it was because of sin? I'm going to tell you every time it's because of sin. I can go back in your life and find it, you know, one or two generations back. Guarantee it's there. Guarantee it's there." Now, God's merciful. And if you can build your faith to the point, you can get healed. Your children can get healed. But you got to stand on that word. But I'm going to tell you, we don't have to be there. We don't in the church, we don't have to have children that are handicapped, and you don't have to be handicapped, and you don't have to be sick. But you're going to have to do exactly like he said in that book. Guarantee it. I'm not the healer. All I can do is, I have read that book in great detail. I mean, great detail. And that book's real. It means exactly what it says. You know, it'll heal anybody. You know, Sharon didn't have to be sick for 30 years here. But she sinned way back yonder. Dave Rosenfeld standing back there, sitting back there, he didn't have to be sick for 40 years either. But some were because his parents or grandparents sinned. He was born with that disease. He couldn't get healed. But I showed him how to get healed out of God's Word. Today, that man sitting up there is totally healed of an incurable, lifelong disease. But he did it God's way. He did it God's way. Now, did it take him any time to do it? Yeah, it took him 20 months. 20 months of intensive warfare. And the DVD we got back there, Sickness and Satanic Oppression, you get to see what he looked like in that 20 months. And it's awful, isn't it? How many of you have seen that CD or DVD? He looks awful, doesn't he? Nobody wants to go there, do they? I mean, there ain't many people willing to fight the fight of faith. He fought, but he fought it. And he beat that devil. And today he's totally well. Praise the Lord. But see, if you're not willing to fight the fight of faith, if you're a wimp, forget it. You know, you ain't going to get much from God. But if you say, Lord, I repent of every sin known and unknown. I'm standing on your word. I'm going there just like I did with Caitlin. I said, Lord, I'm going to stand in the gap. I'm going to fight this fight for her. I don't care how long it takes. This little girl's going to run and play again in the name of Jesus. And I fought that battle for her. And today she's running and playing again. But it took a while. It just took a while. So don't ever give up. With God, nothing's impossible. Is there any more questions before? Yes, ma'am.
Well, when I came the first time, you prayed for me. When I came back and brought my husband, mm-hmm. and then I repented for unforgiveness, mm-hmm. that was Sunday. And I went to the doctor Wednesday, and they did an ultrasound, and all those things are gone.
Go.
Come up here, young lady. Let's put this on the tape so they can hear this. Everybody can hear this, and it needs to be on the tape. Let me turn the mic on. Now, you might give them just a little bit of her history. I hate to tell you, but this little gal was not being obedient to her husband. Is that true?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'll let her tell just a little bit of what happened and tell exactly what was wrong with her. And only a week ago, last Sunday, uh-huh. is what happened. Go ahead and tell us, honey,
okay,
what happened.
Well, my husband and I believe in healing. We a year ago in March, we prayed for a man that was healed of terminal lung cancer that they had already gotten all the pallbearers and everything. So we believed in healing. But then we went to Hawaii, and then for some reason, I got these little knots in my lymph nodes. So that was in March. I believed in healing, so I waited till January to go to the doctor about it. And they did an ultrasound, and I had these solid knots all over these lymph nodes in the breast and everywhere. And the doctor got really, really nervous about it. And I just thought, well, now I healed this guy. He's going to heal me. So I just kept waiting. And they kept calling and calling. The hospital was calling me. We need to do biopsies. We need this. We need that. And I just kept ignoring him. He finally sent me a certified letter. Because I think he was afraid I was going to sue him over, you know, things going bad. So I finally went in just to put his mind to rest. And when I went in there, he was very upset and fired me, basically. He said, I can't be your doctor because you're not doing what I'm telling you to do. And this is very serious. And I said, well, who's going to keep checking me or whatever? And he sent me to an oncologist, a breast surgeon at Medical City. So I had come here before without my husband, and And they did prayer. And then I told my husband, I said, well, you need to come back with me. So he came back with me. And then through prayer on Sunday and through talking with him, it was discovered that I had unforgiveness towards my husband, which I kept feeling like I'd forgiven him. But I kept bringing up the things that upset me years ago, you know. But I didn't think that had anything to do with unforgiveness. I just thought, I just keep bringing it up because I wanted him to fix the things, you know, somehow fix it. But anyway, I repented for that. So I thought, well, I'll go to the doctor and just to have them certified that I'm healed. Because I could still feel them even when I went to the doctor. But I went in there and I told him, I'm healed. I believe they're gone. And he said, well, I want to take a look. And they took me to a surgical room. And they got me in like that, so I know my doctor was, they were in cahoots with each other because he took me into a surgical room, told me to put on a surgical gown, and he had stuff there to do, stuff, and ultrasounds and everything, and I thought, this is weird. They led for an hour, so the whole time I'm in there, I did what you did. I was praising God, I was singing, I was praising God for being healed. And so then when he came in, I got really nervous because I thought they got all this surgical stuff. So I said, well, I'm healed. And he goes, well, lay down on this table. I want to check you anyway. And he had a nurse in there. They did the ultrasound, and all of the knots, the solid knots, were gone.
Praise the Lord. That's what happens when you do what the Lord tells you to do, right?
Yeah, I do have a question. Okay. On the way over here, I had told the Lord that I was going to give him all the glory.
Amen.
Now, on the way over here, I've been over here like 5 or 6 times. I forgot where it was. And I was like, Lord, what's going on with my brain? I can't. And can the enemies like steal a direction from you like
He'll
that
try.
To keep you from?
He'll try.
Because that's what happened. I was driving around. I was, where is this? Which street am I supposed to exit? I could not remember. It was just bizarre.
Ask the Lord to help you.
All right.
Okay, praise the King. Now then, I will have to say that Sunday, Cheryl and I talked with this couple hour and a half, a long time. But I feel like that time was very well invested because Tuesday night, when they came back to Bible study, her husband came up and he told me, he said, I want you to know that everything in our life from Sunday till today has dramatically changed. He said, my wife is a different woman. Said, now then, she doesn't get on my case about everything. She just makes a statement and then lays it in my hands. And she lets me do what I'm supposed to do as a spiritual authority. He said, in fact, we went today to do something that normally we would have argued all the way down there. And while we were there, we would have definitely have been in an argument. And then on the way home. But he said, today, everything went perfect. All the way down and all the way back. So we had no arguments or nothing. He said, so obviously, my wife has forgiven me. And we're walking in that love walk. When they got in the love walk, what happened to her body? It got healed. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? See? I mean, when God says for a woman to submit to her husband and obey him, what do you think he meant?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.